KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have clear skies. It's 36 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stifel Investments. Topping local news, one person has been confirmed deceased as the result of a fiery accident involving two semi-tractor trailers this morning on Interstate 80 eastbound in Cass County. The Atlantic Fire Department was called to the scene of the crash just east of the Highway 71 exit near the Nishna River Bridge at around 5:30 a.m. The road was completely blocked near the bridge and traffic was being rerouted. Eastbound traffic was being directed south at Highway 71 to Highway 83 and then east to Anita. Westbound traffic was also being rerouted. It appears they're getting some of that action cleaned up a little bit now. Reports from authorities at the scene indicated that one of the semis was either partially in the ditch or on the shoulder when it was struck by the second semi. One driver got out. The other driver was still inside his cab as firefighters were battling the flames. No other details are currently available. Shelby County Emergency Management Coordinator Bob Seivert said the fire danger category in their county will remain high until further noticed. He said while the harvest has been moving forward and a significant reduction of fuel in the form of the crops in the field has been reduced, what is left, including the stubble, is getting very dry. In fact, they had a field fire yesterday that started out as a controlled burn but quickly spread. And Seivert says, while the fire danger is in the high category, they're asking anyone planning a controlled burn to contact their local fire chief prior to starting that burn. And if you need assistance with that or in developing a burn plan, you can contact the Shelby County Emergency Management Agency office at 712-755-2124. A Red Oak man was arrested Thursday night on a valid Montgomery County warrant for possession of drug paraphernalia. Police say 34-year-old Jesse Donald Trost was taken into custody. In the 400 block of North Highland Avenue at around 7:30 p.m., Trost was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 cash bond. Police in Council Bluffs said late Thursday evening that the remaining two juveniles who had gone missing from the Children's Square shelter in Council Bluffs Wednesday were returned to the shelter. Earlier in the day Thursday, 11-year-old Kyle Walding and 15-year-old Jacob McBride returned to the facility voluntarily. The remaining juveniles, 17-year-old Adam Gutau Ford and 16-year-old Kimberly Billick, were still missing, but as I mentioned, have since returned. All four had left the shelter apparently on their own accord, but without permission. Officials of the Atlantic Police Department and Richter & Sons Towing are asking for your help in finding a trucker who hasn't been seen or heard from since Monday. 66-year-old James Jim Sterick was last seen Monday afternoon in St. Mary's, Ohio. His last fuel destination was Newton. Sterick was driving a 2005 Peterbilt semi with truck number T number 150 that was pulling a Great Dane trailer number TT-109. The tractor is pinkish or salmon in color, and the trailer is white with a purple reefer refrigerator unit. The truck's license plate is VB9374. The trailer plate is VB9375. They say that Sterick always travels with his golden retriever and usually wears Western-style shirts and blue jeans. He had no known health problems. If you know where he is or have seen that truck, you can call the Atlantic Police Department at 712-243-3512. And a reminder for Atlantic residents, Atlantic Police, in coordination with the Atlantic Fire Department, Cass County Sheriff's Office, Cass County Emergency Management Agency, Atlantic Medevac, and the Iowa State Patrol will be conducting an active intruder drill today at the Atlantic High School. Officials stress that there currently is no known threat of violence to any schools or facilities within the area, and this is strictly a drill. The drill will begin shortly after 10 a.m. today and will include an alert from the principal's office notifying everyone in the building of the danger zone. And those affected in the danger zone will be practicing lockdown and barricade and discussing alternate exits from the classroom. The principal will continue to inform everyone of any changes to the danger zone. And counter, which was taught in previous lessons, will not be practiced in this first drill. Classrooms not in the danger zone will practice the preferred response, which is evacuation. And to ensure participant safety, certain intersections and roads surrounding the Atlantic High School, specifically the area of East 14th Street, will be temporarily blocked off and inaccessible while that intruder drill is underway. Again, that is only a drill and is set to begin today at 10 o'clock. In our funeral announcements this morning, Carletta Casey, age 88, of Atlantic, died October 19th at the Cass County Hospital. A mass of Christian burial for Carletta Casey will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. William Bill Cron, age 64 of Templeton, died Monday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. A massive Christian burial for Bill Cron will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Sacred Heart Church in Templeton. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Aggie Gall, age 83 of Harlan, died Tuesday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. A massive Christian burial for Aggie Gall will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. John Lystead, age 87 of Elkhorn, died Wednesday at his home. Funeral services for John Lystead will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has the arrangements. Ermeline Lenore Fallgatter, age 94 of Ames and formerly of Harlan, died Wednesday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Ermeline Fallgatter will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Richard DeWitt, age 60 of Shenandoah and formerly of the Griswold and Red Oak areas, died Wednesday at Garden View Care Center in Shenandoah. No services are planned following cremation for Richard DeWitt. The Hackett Livingston Funeral Home in Shenandoah has the arrangements. Irma Geikema, age 90 of Greenfield, died this morning at the Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Irma Geikema are pending at Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Jaquetta Jenkins, age 76 of Elkhorn, died Wednesday at Salem Lutheran Home. Services for Jaquetta Jenkins are pending at Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. And Viola Venetta, age 84, formerly of the Nevinville area, died Tuesday in Boulder, Colorado. Funeral services for Viola Venetta are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you this hour by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.